Welcome back to anime. This is the Fall Anime Club.
Konnichiwa, Vincent San.
Fall Anime Club with your favorite TNIB hosts. Your only ones.
Vincenzo. Anthony.
And we are taking a look at...
anime.
Goblin Slayer.
Yep.
And JoJo, Too Little Too Late.
What? Well, too little, too late. What the hell are you talking about?
Remember JoJo?
I don't get that.
The
right.
Singer?
Oh, the song, Too Little, Too Late.
Yeah.
That's a good song. That's a good song. It's also funny because when you search JoJo, like, she comes up in the search.
I bet she does.
Yeah.
I bet that's why she's still getting paid. Yeah.
Unless you don't put in Bizarre Adventure, yeah. Like, you get JoJo. Like, you get that, her sitting on the school steps.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you get that.
Yeah, that's from 2004.
Yeah, that's freaking old. I was 14, my
Holy
dude. I was
cow.
14.
So was she.
She was 14?
I think so. Damn. That's when that came out. Yeah. So there you go. That's what we're talking about. If you want to know where this originated from, check out episode 402.
Yes.
Where we talked about the first two episodes of each show and gave you our thoughts then. In this episode, we'll be covering episodes 3 and 3.
Wow. Crushing it.
I know. So please follow along. And go back to the beginning if you haven't. I do recommend you guys check out both shows.
Full spoilers.
We are doing spoilers, and they're I would say they're probably the two most hyped series of the season.
Full spoilers.
So here we go. And alphabetical order, we're going with the Goblin Slayer first.
There's no rape in this episode.
And
zero
I'm
out of 10.
Disappointed.
0 out of 10. Listen, if I ain't seeing women's souls being broken, I don't want to see it. Should I really be saying that?
I didn't say that.
It's
you
2018.
Did.
Like, should I?
Here's what I'll say. If I don't see fluidly animated tits, I don't think it's worth watching.
But good thing you saw some fluidly animated titties.
Jesus! If there's one consistent thing about this show,
titties.
It's that yeah, there's. I don't know who it was in the first episode, but...
It was that girl getting raped.
But it wasn't during the rape scene. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
In the second episode, it was the farmer chick.
Yeah.
Who did the fucking boob roll.
She literally had a boob spill.
Yeah.
Like, she
over the windowsill.
Good
which
thing my
was
bra was here to catch
something.
It.
And in this one, it was...
The mage.
The mage who just pulled out some crazy boob magic.
She's the mage from... what's that?
Dragon's Brawler? Crown?
Yeah, Dragon's Crown.
Yeah.
Made from Dragon's
she
Crown.
Just, yeah, what the fuck? I didn't know what to think.
She's using Leviosa on her tits, man.
Yeah. But enough about the tit talk.
What? I signed up for boob talk. I'm out of here.
Dragon's Crown episode 3.
Dragon's Crown episode 3. You still got it on your
I
mind.
Know. You still I can't got... stop thinking about the boobs.
Ah, oh, you pig. You chauvinistic pig.
God, so this is the show that has the warning label at the top of every episode. And all I'm talking about are boobs.
Yeah.
So I think...
It warrants it.
I think Crunchyroll was right not to ever include the warning label about gratuitous violence. Because clearly, all I'm getting from this show is boobs.
So Goblin Slayer episode 3. They have finished their quest of murdering a bunch of goblins in a castle. They came back, getting the reward.
Yeah.
And they met the elf lady. They met the traveling party.
The traveling adventures. Yeah. Reverse.
They met the high elf.
The high elf, the dwarf, and the lizard man.
And the lizard man who wants to become a dragon.
Yeah.
And basically, they all know the legend of the Goblin Slayer, which hints at him being something greater than just silver rank.
Exactly.
Because he's also like... Oh, so you're just silver rank. He's like, well, the guild seems to think that.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, oh, okay, you're something fucking bonkers then.
Yeah.
And they need him for a quest.
They need him because these three, who clearly come from different worlds,
yes,
have all been banded together because they know of the prophecy that the demon hunter, or not the
demon king.
The demon king or lord is coming and he's bringing an army.
Mm-hmm.
And
a part of that army are goblins.
Yes, and they're like, well, there's only one man who could handle the demon lord's goblins. Let's call on the Goblin Slayer.
Yep.
And Goblin Slayer signs up. He's like, show me the goblins.
It's a pretty slow episode, to be honest.
You know what? Nothing really happens in this episode.
They eat cheese.
They have fire wine.
Yeah.
They have cheese. They have a little bun from the, what's her face? The elf chick.
Oh, yes, they do.
They get drunk and they go to bed.
Yeah.
That's the whole episode. It was.
It was character development, the episode. It was setting up the elf, setting up this new party because they're on the cover.
Yeah.
So obviously.
But it just felt like such a generic anime episode of a fantasy.
Considering how the first episode was.
And I always knew the first episode was purposely overdoing it to get you in. But this episode just felt like a mile away from what I was completely expecting.
Underdoing it.
Yeah. Cause at least episode two had some sort of darker undertones. I don't need darkness in every episode, but this just felt a little too fun.
I don't know, man. She shot that arrow and it she fucking triple killed on one arrow.
Oh, right. She had Legolas that
shit. Yeah, that was dumb.
I will also say, despite, White Fox is a great studio, they've done some really good-looking things. I'm just not impressed with the animation here.
I'm not impressed with the CG.
Whatever. I'm over it.
It's so weird. It's just weirdly used.
Yeah, well, deal with it.
I guess.
Just deal with it.
I have to.
Okay.
I signed up for this.
No bullshit.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's an okay episode. It's all right. I don't really have much to say.
It's, I kind of wish there was more to talk about.
Yeah, whatever. It opens up with tits and ends with camping.
And arrows.
Yeah. There you go. Goblin Slayer
episode. It seems 3. Like action's going to happen next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that this is the first episode of our actual podcast, and this episode's pretty weak.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. So there you go. Goblin Slayer episode 3.
It's fine. Yeah,
he didn't slay a goblin.
It's fine.
We saw no goblins.
Yeah, I saw no goblins.
They did talk about the origin of what they all feel is the origin of goblins.
Dude, goblins come from the moon.
Is that really what
they're going to the moon.
Or is that his hypothesis?
Going to the moon.
I thought the reason they raped girls was so that they can have more goblins.
So they can sacrifice to the moon.
Okay, well.
Yeah, are goblins only male?
See, that's why that's why they're raping chicks, right? Because where do those baby goblins come from?
Oof, disgusting.
Because when they went into the cave, there's a whole bunch of girls in there.
With baby goblins, you are correct.
Right? That's gotta be it.
Oh, that's gross.
Right? That's why they're they're scarred for life. Yeah, they're
it's over.
They're dead. They might as well have their brains blown out.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah. That's all I can think of.
I don't want to think about that.
You know what, though?
What?
TJ knows the answer.
I know he does. He caught up.
He fucking read the whole manga. Yeah. So, damn, what a cheater.
I know. I was like, I should catch up too.
No!
But then I was like, oh, I'm watching it for the thing. Yeah. God damn it.
You can catch up after.
I'll catch up after. 12, what was it? 9 more weeks? 12 episodes?
That's assuming this is a 12-episode series. Oh,
24.
Yeah, because you think JoJo's 12 episodes?
No. No, it's not. You're right.
Oh, that's all I'm saying.
It's probably 48.
That's all I'm saying.
We're going to be at this for a year.
Yes, we are.
Damn.
Yes, we are.
Damn.
And Goblin Slayer.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, let's go on to JoJo's.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5. A
little too late.
Stop saying that. We reconvene with Giorno and Buccelletti. Sorry, I should just say his first name, Bruno. Because they just finished their fight and they're like, yo, Bish, I'm going to become a gang star. I need to, in order to be a good person, I must become a bad person.
Oh, God.
Right? In order to rid the streets of terrible crime, I must become a criminal.
So Batman.
So yeah, basically. Okay. He wants to become a gang star.
No, you are right. Gang-star.
Yeah, not gangster. Gang-star. Giorno's got some ideas. So they actually go to meet the boss of the Passione, which is the Italian mafia in these parts. And his name is, was it Poplio?
Yeah.
That's the Pokemon.
No, it's like Poplo.
Yeah, Poplo.
Yeah.
And Poplo is a bed, but he's not a bed because they meet him in the prison. Yeah. Basically they give him this whole backstory. He could leave the prison if he wanted to.
But why would he?
But why would he? He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Whatevs. He runs the whole thing from the prison. And Poplo does some weird shit. It looks like he eats his own fingers at one point. He was a bed, and then he wasn't a bed. And he gives Giorno this task to hold a lighter for him and keep the flame going for 24 hours and bring it back to him. It's basically a test of trust to see if he would lie. He's going to reset the lighter, bring it, do whatever, right? Some stuff happens. He turns the lighter into a flower at one point.
God, this show is so bullshit.
Yeah. Go. I want to hear the raw thoughts.
So, okay, when they made the caveat that, like, listen, you can't leave or enter
with anything.
He obviously leaves with a lit lighter.
Yeah.
And he's like, I gotta put this lighter away. Like I can't see it. Like I did with the money.
Yeah.
And what he fails to mention is, like, I'm just gonna transform it into something else.
Yeah.
He closes his fist. And then
around the lighter while it's on fire.
Yeah. And he makes his, like, burnt me.
Yeah.
And then the girl's like, open your hand. And it's a flower. And the girl,
it's a real flower.
She's like, it's a real flower. And after saying that you can't leave her entrance, she's like, well, it's a flower. You can have that.
Yeah, it's harmless.
The fucking bullshit on that writing. Come on. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, you're in for it, my dude.
They make a whole spiel on, give me everything.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Oh, he gave you a flower? Oh, you can take that.
It's because he's a good-looking dude.
But that is the base level of bullshit in this episode.
Yeah, keep going. I want to hear these thoughts.
No, like, so he's walking around.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of dumb shit, like, oh, the wind. No shit.
Yeah.
The wind.
Nani. The wind.
I think my favorite part of the episode is he's walking home with this lighter.
Yeah. And oh, and his schoolmates?
He goes by the soccer field, and they're like, oh, hey, Jordan, take our picture.
No. Yeah, he's just like, I can't. And they get the shocked face, like,
yeah. And then the gardener's like, oh, hey, can you help me move
this stuff? Yeah. No. Yeah. Those are some good comedic breaks. I like those.
I didn't know what to think.
No, that was strictly comedy. I was like,
what the fuck am I watching?
That's some good comedic breaks. I love those.
Oh, God.
But he makes this whole elaborate thing to put the lighter in a piece of bread behind this shit so the wind doesn't hit it. The lighter won't fall over. He just has to watch it. And then someone enters his room.
Yeah.
And it's Koichi from the first episode.
Yeah. Trying to, little boy. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to find his passport.
Act 3, Gravity.
Man, Act 1 and 2 are also bullshit, let me tell you. he shows up to Giorno's thing, and Giorno's like, fuck, I can't let him see me here.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna hang out outside the window of my thing. And he's like, oh crap, Koichi's gonna find
the lighter.
He's probably gonna put it out because he thinks it's gonna set the building on fire. I'm fucked. He turns the lamp into a snake. Like, his gold experience punches the light switch, the power travels through the electricity into the lamp. Damn.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Yeah, it creates life, my dude. He turned it, and then the snake is
like, no, I didn't understand that your stand can go through things.
Yeah, it's a manifestation of your spirit. So you can, when it has a certain distance, but you can have it materialize through certain things.
That's game changing.
It is.
That's game changing.
Trust. Sometimes they remember that rule, sometimes they don't.
That's fucking game changing. Holy cow. Yeah.
Long story short, he saves the lighter. He pickpockets it back from Koichi. Koichi gets his passport back. And as far as I know, if I remember correctly, that is the last we see of Koichi.
Okay.
Therefore, other than the arrow that we learn about later on in the episode, that is the only remnant from previous parts.
Okay.
And Dio being his dad.
Yeah.
But they go outside. He's like, crap, I got the lighter. Let's do it. Gardner fucking just sprays water all over the lighter.
No fucking.
Dunzo.
No reason.
No reason. He's like, sorry, I was trying to pre-wash the stairs. My bad.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why he did it. Yeah. He did it.
He's going to scrub the stairs.
Oh, God.
He's going to scrub the stairs, my dude. So the lighter's out, and he's like, Jonah's like, shit, maybe he'll let me retry, whatever. And the janitor's like, oh, wait, no, there's still gas coming out of here. Like, it still works. Lights the lighter. Jordan is like, sick, I can do it again. I'll just lie. Who cares? But a fucking stand appears and steals the janitor's soul. And then pierces his brain with his soul brain with an arrow that shoots out soul blood.
Oh, God.
And he's like, you have not been chosen. And the arrow kills him. Like, straight up. Murder.
Yeah.
No external. He kills the soul. Therefore, the janitor's dead. And it's basically showing you the deadliness of this stand.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll... Because they didn't really say what that stand is in the next episode preview. But that stand's name is Black Sabbath.
Oh.
Like the band. We'll learn more about it later.
Yeah.
But do you have any hints on how that stand works?
No.
No? Nothing?
No. I have no predictions for this show.
No, but they show, like, there are, like, hints in the episode.
Are there?
Yeah. So when the janitor does it, it's by the stairwell.
Yeah.
Where the sun is casting a shadow on the banister. And when Girona is walking backwards with the janitor's dead body, he steps into the shadow. And when he steps on the shadow, then the guy's like, hey, yo, you also relit the lighter. You're also dead.
Oh. Right?
So, because like when he hit the shadow, like some ripples came out. Yeah. So they have some hints on how it works. I don't remember fully how it works, but the episode did remind me that it's somehow shadow based. And we're getting ready for a fight, baby. Getting ready for a fight. All
right.
Passione. You're going to get ready. I can't wait till more characters come. What'd you think? What do you think of this episode? Still utter bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah? Still utter bullshit?
100%.
Why does that child look like a 40-year-old?
Yeah. Okay. I just can't get over this art style. I just can't.
It's so harsh.
I can't do it. Like, he's 15?
16?
16?
Yeah, that's old enough.
No, he's not,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's like 29.
16.
You might as well be 45.
Oh, my God, Larry.
Jeez. So Bruno, how old is he?
16. Oh, Bruno? Ooh, I don't know. Let me check.
Because he looks the same age as Giorno. I don't know. I'm just waiting for the pizza pasta.
Waiting for the pizza pasta. Hey, boppity boopy.
That's what I'm waiting for in this show.
Sticky fingers. He is 20.
Okay.
Yeah, at the time of this show, he was born in 1980, making the show set in 2000.
Okay.
So he's 20.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, JoJo's still 100% bullshit.
Yeah, and it's only gonna get worse.
Like, I just don't know... I just don't know.
You just no. Nobody knows.
I just don't know.
Listen, I read the whole thing, and I still don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't get it. It's like JoJo. Yeah.
Like what?
It's like fate.
It's not. It's not that bad. I'll admit that JoJo gets kind of wild, but at least it's like everything is canonically within the series. It's no, like, here's this light novel, here's this fucking game, here's this other bullshit. Like, all that stuff is side story, non-canon, doesn't matter. Right? Or at least JoJo's contained within the realm of the manga. I don't know. I don't really see your complaint of it's bullshit. Because there's so many other anime that you like where it's bullshit. Yeah, but this one,
like, it's like everything, like, the theme of this show is let's be bullshit.
The theme of Gurren Lagann is not let's be bullshit. That's the whole show.
No, man. It's different.
It's not.
This one, like just in the presentation of every, like, you're not allowed to, like, you, the show actively warns against making predictions because it'll go so far beyond anything that they've ever hinted at that it's impossible to make any sort of prediction.
Yeah, and shoving a robot into your other robot just happens to work is also like a prediction that I can make.
That's the spiral technology.
That's garbage. Fuck off.
What are you talking about?
That's so garbage.
They told you about that from the 12th episode when he's like, yeah, there's people from space. That's why I did this whole thing.
Yeah, but they didn't tell you anything about it. It's just like, it's from space, right? Like, that's it. That's as much explanation as you get the powers from the arrow.
Dude. Spiral technology.
I don't know. This end stands are arrow technology.
No, man.
Yeah.
Like, everything, I don't know. This show makes no sense to me.
It's the same bullshit.
No.
Just in a different packaging.
No.
It's the same bullshit.
No, JoJo makes zero sense.
Why can Lelouch just only make a dude command his shit once?
Because that's a limitation of his power.
Just cuz.
Like, there's a difference between, yes, there's aspects and powers that are bullshit, and that I can get behind.
Yes.
It's just the way that this show goes to present its story. Like, there's no rhythm or pattern. It's just, I've made a choice, now I'm gonna go left. Maybe now I'll go right. And, like, there's no discernible path for me to follow. Like, I don't even know why he wants to become a gangstar. It just seems like it's something he wants to do. But
they literally had... The whole first half of the second episode was, why would he want to become a gangstar?
And I still don't get it. Like, what's his reasoning for being, like... Like, why does he want to be a hero?
Because he looked up to the guy that was a hero in his life. Like, he had no father figure. He had a shitty family. And when he protected that gangster, he took care of him. And the fact that it's like, oh no, like, he's seen all of his life that even politicians are crooks, cops are crooks, the people who say they're there for you are crooks. The only real person who can help you is a gangster.
Yeah, I just don't believe it.
That's what?
Like, coming into this show, like blank, like, I just don't believe anything that's happening here.
It's anime. It's like, not real.
No, but I just don't believe any motivation. I don't believe any of the plot. Like, I don't, and the show does nothing to make a newcomer care. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, unless you're here from the start and you understand how these stories are told, like, there's nothing, like, it's not inviting. Like, it's not one of those shows that are like, you can jump in and enjoy it. Like, I know you said I don't need to know the previous.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that there's a certain way the story is being told. And unless you are aware of how the plot is being played out, or like the characteristics or style, if you're not in, you're not in. Mm. Like, you're never going to get it.
Like, no, you'll get it. It's not hard.
No. I mean, like, it'll never click with me in terms of, like, will I like this? I probably won't.
Like, I'm not expecting you to like it. Mm-hmm. I just think that your reasoning for thinking it's not good is flawed.
I didn't say it's not good. I just don't think it's entertaining for me. Okay. Like, if you think it's good, that's fine. My opinion...
No. You can't step back and be like, yo, good's just relative, my dude. Like,
no. Like, I'm saying, for me, it's not that it's not good. Like, I recognize why people like this stuff. It just doesn't click with me. Mm. Like, it's not something that I find particularly interesting, or something that I strive to want to know more about.
Okay.
You know?
It's where you find that the motivations are garbage and whatever, like, I'm finding your real life motivations for the reasonings why you think that you don't like it, or you don't like it or whatever going forward. It's just, it seems very specific to this show, where the same rules applies to countless other shows that we both like, or that you like specifically.
Yeah, see, like, no, I don't see it that way. Like, again, it has a lot to do with just there's like, it makes no sense when I say, like, there's this, like, too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no limit on this show. Like, there is no... It's like when someone has zero filter, right? And, like, there's no holdback.
So this is... Your thing is, like, Kojima needs an editor. Like, when you play Metal Gear Solid 2, and you're like, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. But for me, it goes so far beyond crazy that it's like... Something is now so, so crazy that the impact and surprise is meaningless, because you can't bring it back to any sense of normalcy.
Huh. I just wonder where that line is for you. Because, again, the perfect example for me is Gurren Lagann, and that show goes beyond the beyond.
Yeah, but that's like a straight line. Like, there's progression in the straight line. Like, you're not, you know, 0 to 60 in one episode. Like, they get there, right? Like, the first half is...
They do take that one episode break, true.
Yeah, they're right. But, like, there is, from, like, the first half of that show, you're just, it's the small scale travel from...
It's constant progression.
Yeah.
And then becomes exponential.
At the very end, yeah. But okay. This is just like, left, right, center. Like, you're going to bring me here, then you're going to bring me there. And then
back to here.
Yeah, and then it's like, well, the whiplash is so strong that now when you're constantly being whiplashed, it doesn't even matter.
I feel like that's a better explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that's my only problem with the show. Like, that's why I can't engage in it.
I don't know. I've just never, like, even in earlier parts, like, I haven't felt that the story has changed too much. Even in, like, later, like, even current manga stuff, like, part 8.
Yeah.
Like, from the beginning. And I don't know. I've never experienced that whiplash effect, I guess. Like, it always seems like, okay, yeah, whatever you start with is the baseline. And then it can only, like, even if you feel that the baseline is crazy, that's still the beginning. And there will still be a linear progression of scale, right? It's just like, where does the scale start? Does the scale start at 0? Does the scale start at 5? And then go to 100?
The scale started at 0? Oh, for me, the scale on this was always like beyond 100.
And then it goes to probably infinity. Yeah.
And then it's just like, that's why from the beginning, like, I didn't know what to think. Like,
interesting.
Like, it first hit me when he did the gravity on the car, like, out of nowhere. I was like, oh, that's a thing.
Yeah. Stand right? powers. Yeah.
And then the guy appeared behind a building in a tree.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, all right. That's another thing. And then it just goes from there, right?
Do you think that, like, maybe it'd be better if they had explanations of powers before they used them rather than having, oh, surprise and then explanation?
Yeah. Maybe it's just me, like, it seems like the show is, or the series is built upon surprising you first with what people can do and then talking about it after. And I guess I'm not attracted to that. Like, I get how that can work in certain scenarios, but when it's every scenario, it's one of those things where it's just like, well, I've lost that buildup of tension or that anticipation of wanting to, of seeing something.
Well, I got bad news, my friend.
What's up?
We got like 45 episodes left. So
fuck me.
I won't do that, but we will watch JoJo for 45 more episodes.
Oh, it's going to be a long road. It's going to be a long road on the golden bricks.
Man.
Or is it golden wind?
Golden wind. Golden wind.
Same shit.
The yellow brick road, you're thinking?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You're thinking yellow brick road?
That's Mary Poppins? No.
Dorothy? Wow. Your references all over the place right now.
That's the monkeys.
That's the JoJo effects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same. And that's it for episode something.
Yeah. Episode where we talk about episode three.
Yeah. The episode of episode threes.
Yeah. Next week we'll talk about the episode of episode fours.
Are we just going to call it that? The episode of episode three? The episode of episode four?
Yeah.
Okay.
And people will... I don't know how I'm going to title that.
You're going to title it TNIB Anime Club, the episode of episode threes, apostrophe S.
No, but don't I have to put in like Goblin Slayer, JoJo?
Oh, true.
I don't know.
I guess, yeah. You give it short forms?
Okay.
GB? No, GS and JJBA?
Okay.
I don't know. It would be a long title.
It's not a short one.
What if it's Anime Club, JoJo and Goblin Slayer, episode threes, episode fours, episode fives?
Okay, is it... T H R E E S?
No, the number three and an apostrophe
S?
And an S.
Okay. I can make that happen.
It's fine. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do it. All right, then. Thanks for listening.
Bye.